Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
DGS on KMOX. Power of the DGS. We just had Kira on talking about losing her husband, Kyle, to pancreatic cancer. And Mark joined the stream and said, I'm literally sitting in a parking lot crying about Kira's story right now. I lost my wife, mother, and sister to cancer. And I can relate. And then Kira jumped on and she contacted Mark and they're going to connect. That's wonderful.
Yeah. That's really nice.
As good as you can make out of something terrible. John Hancock joins us. Hello, Johnny.
Hey there. Sorry you're having a rough day, Dave.
You have rough days. A lot of people out there having rougher days than I am, but I appreciate the thoughts. I listened to you on Chris and Amy, so I have a little bit of an idea, but I want to present it to the DGS audience as well. Overall vibe of the primary elections yesterday.
About what we expected, a little surprised at the margin of Amendment 5, a little surprised at the margin of Jake Zimmerman, and a little surprised that Bill Igel performed so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I mean, it was pretty much what I expected. And, you know, this is a unique cycle we're in. This is only the third time since 1990 where the November elections will have just one statewide race on the ballot for state auditor. It's only happened three times in the last 36 years.
Hmm. Wow. So, John, you're a tea leaf reader. Do you read anything from the results yesterday, or are they just interesting numbers at this point?
Well, you know, it is interesting. Cori Bush, I thought, might have done a little bit better, but, you know, she's not the prototypical DSA candidate. You know, my buddy Michael Kelly makes the point that, you know, it's all about her. And for these other guys like Mandami and this El Sayed that just won the Michigan primary, they've made it about a cause, a movement, and a movement I don't agree with, but it's a movement that a lot of people do. And Bush was never able to get beyond the scandal you know, taking the campaign funds and giving them to herself and her husband, and the missed votes that she had, the lack of focus on St. Louis, voting against jobs at Boeing. She was never able to get beyond that. And Wesley Bell has done a creditable job representing St. Louis in the Congress.
John, speaking of the Democratic Socialist, is this something, what's your gut? Is this like a false spring where we're going to look back in a couple years and go, yeah, I remember that. That was kind of kooky. Or will we look back in 20 years and go, yeah, that was the start of the big change?
Yeah, well, I think the start of the big change was back when AOC defeated the number three Democrat leader in the House. What was that, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. And, you know, it's interesting the parallels between the Republicans and the Democrats when just 4 years ago in the midterms that looked like it was going to be a great Republican midterm. Joe Biden was president. Democrats controlled everything. And Republicans went and nominated Herschel Walker in Georgia and Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. And we took what could have been a great advantage for us and squandered it. And I think the Democrats may have done the same thing in Michigan last night, because if they lose this, currently Michigan's a Democrat held Senate seat. If they lose that Democrat held Senate seat, there's virtually no path for them to take a majority of the Senate in the upcoming midterms.
And how is the Republican up there? Is the name, what is, that's not Paxton, is it?
No, that's
Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers, former congressman. He ran for the Senate 2 years ago. He was the Republican nominee. He lost. Not the greatest candidate, but a solid guy. He's center right. He's not wacky. And that's going to be an interesting race. Now he's swimming uphill because of where the president's approval rating is. But the Democrats have nominated somebody that, in my estimation, is beatable.
So, John, what do you think of this? My only analysis from last night was apropos of Amendments 4 and 5 going down as hard as they did. To me, that was the voters saying, okay, number one, we don't trust you people. Number two, we're not stupid. And the way you drafted these amendments makes it look like we're stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not at all surprised about Amendment 4. There was virtually no money spent in support of it. Amendment 5, I was surprised at the size of the margin. A couple of observations on that. Missouri, as a rule, is averse to big change, big, bold change. This was a big, bold, you know, proposition. Eliminate the income tax, replace it with sales tax. And so the voters are going to be naturally in Missouri averse to that sort of big change. And then, of course, there were millions of dollars spent for Amendment 5, but there were also millions of dollars spent against it. And throughout the course of at least my involvement, which is way too long, if there's significant money spent on the anti side of any ballot question, it almost always is defeated.
Mm-hmm. Rach?
John, I'm wondering how do you think Governor Mike Kehoe is feeling today? You mentioned, you know, broad sweeping change. That's what Amendment 5 would have been. And it was that was a lofty goal for him that he wasn't able to meet. I mean, what's his next step now?
I think as it relates to income taxes. So for the last 10 years, basically, we have whittled Missouri's income tax down from 6% to where it is now, which is 4.7%. And that was done through economic growth. So as revenues increased, taxes were cut. I suspect he will continue on that course. We're not in a great revenue environment right now, but that can change. So I think for the remainder of his term, he'll be focused on reducing income taxes, not as quickly as he would like or would have hoped. But I think he's going to stay the course on getting those taxes as low as possible. He believes it's an economic growth tool. I do, too.
Does it is the problem? Because to me, the problem, John, as somebody that voted against it was, and it was an easy no. I didn't even think about it because it was so incomplete. You're not giving me enough information to make me say, oh, yeah. Because I think all of us would be like, hey, no income tax. That would be great if it can be made up in a defined way. Where I know that I don't lose on the other side of it because I know where I'm at now. I don't want the uncertainty of maybe getting kicked in the butt in 2027 or 2028 because of unforeseen parts of this.
Yeah, I think that was a tactical mistake. The House version of the bill had a lot more specifics in it, and then it got amended in the Senate and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, if they would have said up front, we're going to raise sales taxes, we're going to broaden the base to include services. But here's the thing. You're going to get a 5% cut on your income tax. Your sales taxes are going to go up 2.8%. But you don't pay sales tax on your mortgage. You don't pay sales tax on your utility bills. You don't pay sales tax on your health insurance. So if you look at the money you actually spend that is subject to taxes, if you make 70 grand a year, you might be spending 40 of that on stuff that's taxable, and that's going to get a 2.8% increase. Your 70 grand is going to get a 5% decrease. That would have been a better way to sell it.
Right.
Yeah. And but they chose not to do that.
John was, I'm sorry, Dave, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Did the margin, is this margin in part because of people on fixed incomes were all like, no way?
Some of that. And I think Dave hit the nail on the head. There's a fundamental distrust of government, and that's in both parties. Yeah. And so I think the lack of specifics kind of fostered that sentiment among the electorate. And I am surprised it went down with, 83%? I thought it would be more 60-40, 65-35, but clearly, and, you know, big, bold change is not something that Missourians embrace very often.
John, we only have about 60 seconds here, but I heard you say this morning with Chris and Amy that the St. Charles County executive race was, to your way of thinking, the most important race last night.
Yeah, no question, because you had a very hard right, demagogic candidate in Bill Eagle, who a lot of people thought in a three-way race, because he's got such a good grasp of the right base of the Republican Party, would be the favorite to win. And at the end of the day, he didn't perform. And now he's, you know, he's lost a governor's primary. He ran for chairman of the Missouri Republican Party. Everybody thought he's going to win that. He did not. And now he's lost the Republican nomination for, did I say Democratic Party? Republican Party. He's lost the Republican nomination for county executive. That actually was good news for Mike Kehoe, because Eagle's been one of Kehoe's most fiercest critics.
Okay. John, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You bet. See you guys.
All right, pal.
It's 3:23 this time, Jack, brought to you by Paramount Men's Medical Center.
Back DGS on KMOX. Struggling rage.
What's going on, Dave?
Well, I have an open wound on my head.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to keep it very clean, but I have a job where I have to wear headphones. I can't figure out a way to do it without headphones yet, and they keep knocking the bandage off.
Could you? This is maybe super annoying. Can you pull the one ear off and go with only one, or is that going to be too crazy?
I'm trying that. Yeah. I'm just kind of being a baby.
No, man, I'm not going to lie. That's a disruptive thing to me.
Yeah.
If I have like one of them out or one of them off, it bothers me.
I'm doing it right now, and it's awful.
Yeah.
It's not as awful as reinvigorating my wound.
Right. But it's, I couldn't agree more. Like anything, I know it sounds stupid to people that don't do this.
Yeah.
But you're used to a certain thing, and it's a part of how it sounds right. So when something's off, it throws you off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember the first time dealing with someone had slap back, so they're hearing an echo of themselves. Man. And I'm like, well, what's the big
deal? So
like,
hard.
I'm like, I'd be able to do it. And then the first time you have to handle it, it's like, I can't talk. Mm-hmm. I forgot how to talk.
Yeah. For our listeners that don't know the term, you're just hearing your own voice back in your head when you get that. But it's like, what would you guys say? 1 second after the fact?
Yeah.
And it's really, you talk about confusing and disruptive. Mm-hmm. It is so hard.
Yeah. I have a hot take. You know that I don't like the summer months. I don't like the hot weather. Mm-hmm. And I will die on this hill. The only reason that we prefer the summer months over September, October, November is because it's when we were free as kids. Summer vacations, summer's off. And that was so magical that we just, you know.
I think that's definitely a huge part of it. But part of the reason I like summer as an adult is because it is the longer days.
Yeah, so I hate that part.
Well, I like it. Lets me fit in more stuff during the day. And like, it's nice to have an adult beverage when it's hot outside. It's hard to explain. I'm not a huge drinker by any means, but like, you're sitting out on the patio and you have a nice like margarita or something.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when professional cyclists, the men, were adding to their bulge because it would make them more aerodynamic somehow?
Mm-hmm.
Now the ladies are padding their bras for the same reason.
Wait. I don't understand.
Interesting.
Yeah, don't ask. I don't know.
I don't understand.
I would think it would be more drag.
That's what I'm saying. I would understand. Again, I don't know crap about this. So just instinctively, you're like, wouldn't more surface area cause the drag instead of being aerodynamic?
I would think so.
I guess you got to make it a certain shape, right?
I'm making them square.
Oh, that would slow it down.
I feel like Kevin was a 13-year-old boy there, just trying to get to some, yeah. You know, like.
No, I don't. I'm trying to figure it out.
It's
in
called
my head.
Newton's Law of Bazongas.
I'm talking it out as I'm thinking about this problem because, you know. Well, like, for example, you think of race cars.
The
race
law cars, thermodynamic boobs.
Race cars are all about being slim, being, you know, like low to the ground. So
sure.
You know, if you're racing on a bike, how different is it?
So you need race car shaped boobs.
More like your total like frame is what I'm talking about.
With boobs. Who needs to ride a bike that fast anyway?
Yeah,
Joel
I don't
says,
know.
Did we ever figure out what Jelly Roll's doing?
He's messing. Look,
he's
if you see him.
His he's padding. He's getting ready to bike the Tour de France.
He's becoming race car shaped.
I saw someone using the bike lane downtown today.
Hey.
But it was weird because it was like someone.
I saw a car in it yesterday.
A car?
Yeah.
It was weird because it was like someone in like the recumbent bike.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then someone bought. It was like a bicycle built for two, but the front was recumbent.
Oh.
Don't get me started on recumbent bikes.
It was crazy. I said, what are you doing over there? Yeah. I don't like it.
A bike store is just an invitation to be a douche. Not all bikes.
A bike store?
Like when you walk in, they shouldn't even have the recumbent there.
Okay.
They should take that choice away from you.
I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Oh, God, is that awful.
But your new earbuds?
Yes.
Just a different sound.
I really thought by spending $12 at CVS, I would get some quality headphones. This day just will not quit punching.
It's like death by a thousand cuts. It's like all these little things keep going wrong.
If you could hear what I hear right now, it's like, it's like Tokyo Rose.
Yeah.
In the time since I last saw you, I completely changed my bandages, ran outside, grabbed these jacked up headphones, and made it back in.
Very nice.
Not really. It sounds terrible.
We'll get you some Apple ones like I have.
I'm just going to go without. I'm just going to talk in my natural voice and not be able to hear Andrew. Yeah, I can't hear Andrew. Crap, I can't do that.
You ain't missing much.
One of the earbuds in.
Oh, God. Put one in my butt.
It's better than nothing.
I don't think you'll get any audio that way, though.
Oh, you'd be surprised the audio that comes out of that guy.
Well, yeah.
Dave couldn't be with us today, correct?
Correct.
So we have a live look?
Yeah, here we go.
Guys, could not be with you this afternoon. Grandson back in town, so we're having a little bit of fun time. And our weather is going to start to turn unsettled as we get into tonight, and it's going to be around for a little bit. Now, this is not a widespread severe weather outbreak, but there will be some thunderstorms around, and scattered is the variety. The stronger storms will produce some heavy downpours of rain, thunder and lightning, and some gusty winds, though I want to stress that is not for everybody. But scattered showers and thunderstorms around any time this evening and overnight. About 72 for the low. Thursday's one of these changeable skies. I'm going to call it partly sunny. 85, so it's a little cooler on Thursday, but there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms around. That's kind of the rule going into Thursday evening, Thursday night. Now, Friday, the pattern starts to ease a little bit. I'll keep a chance of a couple of limited spot thunderstorms on Friday, otherwise partly sunny and 88. Then the weather definitely goes quiet for the weekend, and we start a new warm-up. Saturday, sunny, still not too rough. 89, 90 for the high on Saturday. Sunday, sunny skies, and let's jump it up to about 93 on Sunday afternoon. So let's think scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, tonight, Thursday, and into Thursday night. Talk to you tomorrow, guys.
All right. I didn't hear a word he said. I mean, he could have said, like, oh, there's a 6-foot locust coming. I'd been like, hey, did anyone, you know. Kev, tell me about the Anthropic CEO.
Yeah, did you see this?
I did not.
So... Anthropic CEO, and look, this is kind of a, to me, it's a sign of not just the disconnect from CEO to worker, but the disconnect between CEOs specifically of tech companies and the rest of the world. But the Anthropic CEO said he's, quote, increasingly concerned that his employees are there for a paycheck and not to fulfill the company's mission.
A bunch of losers.
Well, first of all, how many of those people are actually being paid to be like, I'm on a mission,
yeah.
Right? I'm on a mission. Like, you're always in a position. Like, everybody has a job for a paycheck. The guy who's running Anthropic, this CEO, is not doing it for free. He's invested, though, because he's got billions on the line, right? He's got generation after generational wealth on the line. If I'm just making a salary with benefits, that's not going to make me put the mission before me. Right?
Yeah.
And I just think it drives home this nonsensical thing we get from, like, big company management, especially CEOs, when they're talking about and really passing judgment on the people that work for them. If you want that level of investment from your employees, pay them that way. Because I promise you, the better your job is for them, the more they're bought into your mission. If you're just doing a bare minimum thing, or whatever you can get away with paying someone to have someone quality to have that of any kind of quality to have that job, you're not treating them any differently than anybody else. If you want people that are going to be more like true believers than just people that are there primarily for a paycheck, you got to treat them that way and pay them that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that how it is? I don't know why there's this expectation that you're going to do the bare minimum for me, but I need to be all about the mission and not about myself. Well, man, I work to pay the bills and to feed the family and, you know, to have some fun here and there. I don't work for your mission.
Yeah, but these corporations, they know that it's not like there's jobs aplenty out there. So they prey on the fact that people maybe don't have that many options. So they know, like, yeah, I don't really have to pay that much because what are you going to do? You're going to go quit and work somewhere else? Good luck with that. So, like, it just feels like they have the upper hand. There was maybe a brief moment there, like the nobody wants to work anymore days. You guys remember that? Where it felt like the employees had a little bit more power.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it just...
Yeah, and I get that. And it's not right, but I understand it. But then do you not have any self-awareness? Like, that's how you're acting, and you still expect people to be more about your mission than their own lives?
Yeah, I'm not sure tech CEOs are known for their self-awareness.
This is kind of my point, and these are the people in charge of AI, of social media, of all of these things that influence our lives and are going to influence our economy, and they don't understand us because they're so off on their... And look, I get it. You know, their minds are kind of in the tech, so to speak. You know, they're so immersed in it themselves. They expect everyone to be like them. Mm-hmm. The problem is they don't have the same stake that you do in it. Yeah. So why would I be as invested in as you are if I don't have the stakes in it that you do? They just don't have that connection to the people. And I think that's one of the biggest things that's frustrating to workers in general across the world, but especially in the United States. There is such a gap between those CEOs and really any CEOs and even the high level employees in their organizations. Money gap. You live in a different world. It's not just salary. It's your world's different. The world bends to you. It doesn't bend to the rest of us.
Yeah.
But then you wonder why we're not like you.
So it's been in the news that our company was sold. And it hasn't gone through yet, so we don't have new ownership yet. We don't know anything about it, how it's going to be. But in general, over your careers, to what degree do you feel like you have been, to what degree, I don't say bought in, to what degree are you concerned with the overall vision and success of your company as opposed to in your office, what you do?
So I look at it like I did as a baseball player. If I'm really good at what I do, that's going to make my team better. So to me, those two things are tied in to what the kind of job that we have. But not everybody has the kind of job that we have, where part of it is, you know, it's a performance-based thing. You're performing every day on the radio. Like, the better I am, the better I'll do, but also the better the company will do. I think that's how that works. But when I've been in other jobs, non-radio jobs, it wasn't the same investment because I didn't have any bigger stakes. It was, here's the task, you do this task, and we pay you for this task. Where in this type of job, it's a little different because the better you are, the more money you can make, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's ad revenue, whatever. And then the more you make, the more the company is solid and the more valuable you are to the company. It's that type of thing. But every job is a little different. But I will tell you that my best experience was when I was at a radio network that was owned by a dad and his son. That was the best experience because that was the closest. They were in the office every day. You saw them every day, the owners, and you negotiated with them. The gap between them as the guys that owned it and ran it, and all of us that were working there was tiny.
Yeah.
It was like crossing the street.
Yeah.
But then I started experiencing bigger and bigger companies, whether it's CBS, ESPN, Paul Allen was the owner of that network later on. He bought it from the father and son. And the further that gap grew, the worse this dynamic gets. The bigger the gap between the people at the top, and I'm just not even just money. Money, sure, but also like understanding and communication and knowing the people. The worse it is for the worker. Because you're just a number. You're just a part of a machine. You're not Dave. You're not Rachel. You're not Kevin or Andrew. You're just St. Louis. And how is St. Louis performing? Or you're just Chicago. And how is Chicago performing? And the closer that gap is, I think the more investment you get from employees.
Yeah. Twice in my life, once with Emmis and once very recently, I had an executive tell me, I don't even need to know your name. I certainly don't need to know what it is you do.
Right.
I just need to see two numbers. What do we pay you? And what do you bring in to us?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exactly instill romance between you and your employer.
Yeah.
That really does make it very transactional.
Right.
And I, especially the way I got into this business, I've always been very romantic about it. And I was very romantic about Emmis. It was like a lover. And Rick Cummings was the guy who said it to me about 15 years ago. And he later called and apologized. And he and I are boys. But I was like, yeah, you did me a huge favor. Because I probably have been leaving money on the table because I was thinking of you as family. And you're not my family.
That's right.
You're my employer and you're a publicly traded corporation.
And that's kind of, Dave, that is the direct example of the point that I'm trying to make. You're going to receive from your employees what you give them. So if you look at them like he said to you, I only need two numbers from you. What's going in and what's coming out? That's how your employees are going to look at you.
Yeah.
That's how the people working for you are going to look at your company.
Yeah.
But when you have more of the relationship and you share some more goals or maybe more incentives for the employees, you're probably going to get more of what you're looking for from them. But you can't treat them one way and then expect you to be treated the other way.
Yeah. 30-second segment here. Let me see if I can interest you in half a minute. Did you know this? We humans are fully capable of growing full fur.
Oh, really?
What?
Yes. Like our ancestors had. We still have it in there. It's just kind of evolved away. But scientists have discovered that if they wanted to, they could go in and edit that gene and we would be Bigfoot.
Ha! Oh, it's only a matter of time until people start paying to have that done.
I'll do it.
So maybe
I would try it. Why not?
Maybe Bigfoot is just one of us, but really tall, and that thing got that right. Gene got turned on.
Could be. I mean, people actually have that theory. You know, like the wolf boy,
right,
and stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
It's a specific condition that people have,
huh.
And then they just kept mating because who's not going to mate with a guy covered in fur?
I mean, well, if you're covered with fur, why not?
He's hitting on me again, Rach. Makes me very uncomfortable.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.